Foreclosures continue to rise in U.S. Foreclosures continue to rise in Florida and other U.S. states hit hard by the real estate crisis. Several Florida counties are trying to fight back against the problem by bringing banks and homeowners together to find a way to save troubled mortgages from foreclosure. Real estate experts say now may be a great time to buy a home in South Florida, if only because so many cheap foreclosed homes are available. The flood has created chaos for local judges, who must rule on every foreclosure case. But another option is to avoid the courtroom and order both the bank and the homeowner into a mediation room. Rod Petrie, head of the Call-In Center, which organizes out-of-court mediation programs, says that option has been ignored in Florida until now. One thing we're missing is for the two parties to talk to each other, Petrie said. When a lender calls a borrower, a lot of the language has been, "Pay up, deadbeat." Is that the best way to have a conversation with the borrower? Some borrowers also complain that banks or lending firms do not return their calls, or that it is hard to get in touch with the right person in charge of their mortgage. Petrie says some of those communication problems can be avoided with court-ordered mediations, which the Call-In Center is helping to organize in several areas. The nonprofit group recently held a training session for about 200 trained mediators in the Miami area. One of the trainees, Joan Bickerstaff, said a mediation session may provide a number of alternatives not available in a foreclosure trial. The court system is overwhelmed and probably does not provide the best solution. The discretion that the court has in the foreclosure proceeding is fairly limited, she said. Courts have no authority to order a bank to change the terms of a loan or compel a homeowner to continue making payments on a home. But at a mediation, the two sides can agree to adjust the loan, reduce the monthly payments, or decide to sell the house at a lower price and terminate the mortgage. Experts say the process will not work for every homeowner in trouble, especially people who have lost their jobs or those who borrowed way too much in the first place. Rod Petrie says the key to mediation is a credit counseling session to determine what a homeowner can afford. A lot of lenders say we have not seen information from that borrower in years. We do not even know if they have a job or not. Plus, for the borrower, it really forces them to add up what they got and what they do not have, Petrie said. The Call-In Center has organized 15 mediations in Miami. Former judge Tom Bateman, who advises the center, says the sessions are confidential, but the results have been encouraging. 9 had reached what we call a successful resolution, and they agreed to adjourn and continue negotiating after the mediation session, Bateman said. Similar mediation programs have been operating for months in states like Ohio and New Jersey, where they are credited with limiting new foreclosures. But Miami realtor Enrique Lopez doubts whether it will work in Florida, where home prices have plunged in the past 2 years. He says there is no incentive for homeowners to negotiate a deal to remain in a house with far less than the mortgage on it, a situation known as being upside down.